I bet you've probably been to the doctor's office in the past few months. I bet you had to hand over personal info, like your insurance, your ID, maybe even your social security number. And I bet you weren't thinking about how your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal information. If any one of them isn't careful, it's a good bet they could accidentally expose your details to hackers and identity theft, putting you at risk. Fortunately, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock US-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back, with plans covering up to $3 million for stolen funds and expenses. Don't take chances with your personal info. Help protect it even when it's out of your hands. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code IHEART. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring author, psychologist, and daily contributor, Siobhan Scott.
We have family after family in this case of Natalia Grace giving her up, saying, you know what, I don't think that this is going to work out. Obviously, that does happen quite frequently. That's not an infrequent thing in the child welfare system. Do you think that's what we're looking at here, that this was just kind of one of those, maybe people got themselves in too deep with someone who did have some special needs going on here with her dwarfism, and then this is too much to handle, and let's just keep moving her from home to home?
Yeah, I do think that they were in over their heads. Christine very likely may have had this agenda that I'm going to mold this child and I'm going to have all this control here. And clearly, kids who have been in orphanages and been bounced then from foster home to foster home, they have problems attaching. And they can be very difficult. They can have toileting problems. They have problems trusting, so they act out. You know, none of those behaviors are surprising for a kid coming from an orphanage. And unfortunately, there are a lot of failed adoptions, particularly with older kids, where it just doesn't work out. And we like to think that there are reputable adoption agencies who continue to provide services to families and go out in the home and try to coach parents through these things. But not all of these agencies are reputable.
There was a lot of accusations made in the documentary of Natalia when she was, I believe, in a state hospital for a period of time, of being very sexual with the other people who were housed at that state hospital as well. A lot of people there, eventually, allegedly, that's why she was kicked out and sent back. Number one, do they kick people out for that sort of a thing like that if you're in the custody of the state hospital? And then number two, is it surprising at all that someone like this, let's assume that she is the younger age to be exhibiting those sort of characteristics? I mean, one would guess there's probably been some sort of sexual abuse at some point in time.
Yeah, sexual abuse is also unfortunately common in orphanage settings. And the other thing that occurred to me is kids also who were exposed to pornography at really young ages also act out sexually in that way. And so that was the first thing I thought, that she has been abused or exposed to pornography. And that was another interesting point that Michael made in the very early documentary about his divorce, stating, oh, well, I did develop a pornography addiction. So who knows what Natalia has been exposed to or seen? And it's not at all uncommon for kids in orphanages to have those kind of behaviors.
What's your take on the family that she was with for quite some time? Because this I found to be, and here comes a spoiler alert, everyone. At the end of season two, we see the family, Cynthia and Antoine Manns, who she has lived with for 10 years. It's not as if the documentary came out and then they adopted her, because the documentary ends with, they adopted her. That's hardly the beginning of her story with them. That's more so like a footnote because it officially took place that many years into their relationship. But the show does end with her being adopted, and then suddenly it's a shot of Natalia alone on the porch and a phone call with Antoine and Cynthia on the line to the documentary makers saying, we're done with her. Natalia is only about Natalia and herself, basically alluding to her kind of being this monster that everyone was wondering if she was. You kind of got to the thought process of thinking she wasn't. And then that's how this thing comes to a close. What's your take on that?
you know, I guess this is going to be the next season, right? What went wrong? What happened? It was a bit of a concern. There were allegations that those folks originally took her in because they were then able to tap into her Social Security money and her food stamps. And they are clearly functioning as foster parents, I think, as a profession.
Yeah.
And that's always a bit of a concern because you do worry about financial incentive for people who are doing that. They also clearly very religious, which may have in many ways been a good thing, but I don't know that always equipped them to know how to handle somebody who has some special needs and some behavior problems. So it was heartwarming to see the times that it looked like she had a loving family and that they cared about her and she had been able to attach to them. But again, selective footage, you know, we don't know the whole story. And it would be wonderful to, you know, I think be an independent researcher and come in and look at all the medical records of this case from the very beginning, talk with everyone who had contact with her, and without a bias to create a narrative, just try to figure out what's reality here, because you just don't know who's reliable and who's not.
You don't. And the last that we could find on any of this was what we believe to be Natalia Rose has a GoFundMe, or not Natalia Rose, Natalia Grace. I'm sorry, I'm getting so mixed up with Gypsy Rose. Too many of these cases that are similar at this moment in time with Natalia Grace creating a GoFundMe page talking about, hey, I want to get a house. I need a procedure done that's going to be $500,000 because my insurance doesn't cover it. I don't know what the total is out of this time. Last I checked it last week, it was around $20,000. It may be higher today. Going and creating the GoFundMe, she also says on the GoFundMe to answer what the latest is, I wish I could say more, but I have an agreement to send. I'm paraphrasing essentially with a documentary company that I can't say anything, but I'm happy. I'm okay. I'm safe. Don't worry about me. I mean, I don't, is Natalia Grace essentially, is she free from all blame in this, or is she essentially, because of this trauma and this really messed up upbringing that she's had, you know, is she essentially turned into kind of a bit of a monster herself or a manipulator herself, maybe far more than she otherwise would have been had there not necessarily been all this public attention surrounding her for the last several years of her life and painting her in this image?
You know, I would never refer to her as a monster. And I think that's one of the unfortunate things that so many people alluded to in the documentary. I think she's a survivor and she's still trying to survive.
Okay.
And clearly, life has not been gentle to her. Mm-hmm. It's not going to be gentle in the future. She's going to continue to need surgeries and have difficult health challenges. You know, I try to put myself in her shoes. I can't imagine how desperate I might be. And so if I were going to donate to a GoFundMe, I think I would consider this one. I don't know what she's making from the documentary, but you know, she ideally should be able to live in a safe, stable situation. And she's old enough now to go out on her own, but she would probably need some continued therapy. And, you know, certainly people have PTSD from surgeries, and particularly when kids have repetitive surgeries, you know, that leaves scars, physical and emotional. And so I think she's probably someone that, you know, as I say, my heart goes out to her. And if I were going to donate to somebody's GoFundMe, I probably would choose hers.
Sure. Someone who's gone through so much trauma in their life. I mean, it's not unheard of by any means. In fact, it'd be very shocking if they weren't making rather odd decisions and maybe
true.
Making bizarre
very
statements
true.
Because their compass is very off. And until they get the help that they need in a private setting, not necessarily in a spotlight setting of Netflix documentaries and such or HBO documentaries and such, that's difficult to happen, isn't it?
Very difficult, very difficult. And, you know, for people on Medicare or various government resources, there's so much that's not covered, you know. And I would assume her medical expenses. And, you know, if she lives in a apartment or a dwelling of some kind on her own, she's going to need all kinds of accommodations and help. And I would assume people to help deliver groceries in the future. It's just, she's going to have a hard life.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advance access to all of our interviews before anyone else? Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
I bet you've probably been to the doctor's office in the past few months. I bet you had to hand over personal info, like your insurance, your ID, maybe even your social security number. And I bet you weren't thinking about how your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal information. If any one of them isn't careful, it's a good bet they could accidentally expose your details to hackers and identity theft, putting you at risk. Fortunately, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock US-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed or your money back, with plans covering up to $3 million for stolen funds and expenses. Don't take chances with your personal info. Help protect it even when it's out of your hands. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code IHEART. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply. I bet you've probably been to the doctor's office in the past few months. I bet you had to hand over personal info, like your insurance, your ID, maybe even your social security number. And I bet you weren't thinking about how your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal information. If any one of them isn't careful, it's a good bet they could accidentally expose your details to hackers and identity theft, putting you at risk. Fortunately, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock US-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed or your money back, with plans covering up to $3 million for stolen funds and expenses. Don't take chances with your personal info. Help protect it even when it's out of your hands. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code IHEART. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply. I bet you've probably been to the doctor's office in the past few months. I bet you had to hand over personal info, like your insurance, your ID, maybe even your social security number. And I bet you weren't thinking about how your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal information. If any one of them isn't careful, it's a good bet they could accidentally expose your details to hackers and identity theft, putting you at risk. Fortunately, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock US-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed or your money back, with plans covering up to $3 million for stolen funds and expenses. Don't take chances with your personal info. Help protect it even when it's out of your hands. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code IHEART. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply. I bet you've probably been to the doctor's office in the past few months. I bet you had to hand over personal info, like your insurance, your ID, maybe even your social security number. And I bet you weren't thinking about how your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal information. If any one of them isn't careful, it's a good bet they could accidentally expose your details to hackers and identity theft, putting you at risk. Fortunately, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock US-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed or your money back, with plans covering up to $3 million for stolen funds and expenses. Don't take chances with your personal info. Help protect it even when it's out of your hands. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code IHEART. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply. I bet you've probably been to the doctor's office in the past few months. I bet you had to hand over personal info, like your insurance, your ID, maybe even your social security number. And I bet you weren't thinking about how your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal information. If any one of them isn't careful, it's a good bet they could accidentally expose your details to hackers and identity theft, putting you at risk. Fortunately, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock US-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed or your money back, with plans covering up to $3 million for stolen funds and expenses. Don't take chances with your personal info. Help protect it even when it's out of your hands. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code IHEART. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply. I bet you've probably been to the doctor's office in the past few months. I bet you had to hand over personal info, like your insurance, your ID, maybe even your social security number. And I bet you weren't thinking about how your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal information. If any one of them isn't careful, it's a good bet they could accidentally expose your details to hackers and identity theft, putting you at risk. Fortunately, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock US-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back, with plans covering up to $3 million for stolen funds and expenses. Don't take chances with your personal info. Help protect it even when it's out of your hands. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code IHEART. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply. Chances are, you've been to the doctor recently and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info, and if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.